Muchas gracias. On the first first paragraph, starting with regards to public order and safety, a total of 492 usually ran over the MGA period has been reprioritized to a number of institutions. Reprioritized or reallocated to a number of institutions. Reprioritized to a number of institutions. Okay. Anything on six? None. Seven? Nothing on seven? We start with the overview of the bill. Page 8 is just a table. Source National Treasury 2015. Anything there, Honorable McLean? You were on 8 or
7? I'm just on page 8 here. I know we're just showing a table presented to us by National Treasury. I think we mentioned last year at this stage it would be useful to have another column on here indicating the percentages of each of the allocation amounts as against the total. If it's possible, I know we can't really change another institution's figures and so on, but it's changing to just further clarification in a sense. It might request thank you, sir.
What did we do last time? I remember there was that argument whether we are waiting to change a table that doesn't belong to us, but we're interested in showing it could, if what we could do is just thinking aloud that because at the end of that table indicates the percentage changes without tampering with payment. I'm just worried that if you add another column, it does no longer become the same table. But you could at the end to say, do our own small table to say, this one percentage. Is that fine, sir? You can do that?
Just a point of clarity. The percentage, are we looking at percentage that each vote contributes to the total allocations or percentage change?
To the total
allocations. Okay. I think last time what we did is we did insert a column with the calculation, and there at the bottom will include that the source is National Treasury 1215 and own calculation.
We did it that way. Okay. That's fine, we can do it that way then. As long as there's an explanation.
How much is in debt here? Unless, if we go back to page number 7,
okay.
The top one of the page says the table above, and similarly, the last sentence says the table below. Would it not be look better if you say table 3 above and then table 4 below?
Let's put in the number of tables.
Yeah. Instead of this table, say table 3 above. And then while you're on that page, and I know it's difficult, I've always struggled with this as well, because of space, is it possible to get that introduction to table 4 on the same page? Maybe not, but if possible, it would also look different.
We can move it, I'm sure. Move the overview to, unless it will push the table out of that page. I'm sure that you are right about that.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. It might, then. Mm-hmm. As if the table must be in one page.
Yes.
So if we can't, then we leave it that way. Unless you make the table, you can make the table smaller. That's another way of doing it. As long as it's readable. Is it workable now? Okay. It seems it will work. It did work. Okay. We can sort it out later.
Yeah.
And page 8 we're done. So we include percentages. Changes to the overall budget. On page 9. Honorable
Chair. Okay, then we have a similar situation with the table above. You could put the table 4 above.
Table 4 above. Okay. And in the beginning of the hearing, the first was National Treasury, anything there?
Thank you, Chair. Just a grammatical change. Just below the table, the sentence there, on the second line, should be ceiling amounts to or amounted. Or just amount to either an S or an E D on the end.
Ceiling amounted to, yes. Okay, anything else on page 9? Nothing. Page 10. Still National Treasury. Oh, nice embassy, yeah. Let's see. back to page 11. Okay, we are happy with FSDH or FASIL.
Just on the top of page 16, just a typo error there. The call it the second paragraph above 2.8. The third last word, institute, should be capital letter. The I.
I hope so. Aware.
Okay, the second paragraph, the last second last line. The
African Institute of.
Yeah, correct.
Institute of South Africa, yeah, correct. Honorable Nalunga?
Second page. من on page 16, second paragraph. The صفحة مخات و the film of مخات.
It's not correct.
It's not correct.
مخات should be M-A-G-A. There's no H. Education, training, and skills. Anything there? 18. Investments, so please. Because if our findings are moving a bit slow. Yes, I'm on 18 now. Yeah, I'm on 18. Correct, yes.
Okay, 3.9. Sorry.
I'll come back to you.
Sorry.
3.9,
okay. At the top of page 18.
Yeah.
That first sentence, it looks as though it needs a second word. The committee welcomes work by the Financial and Fiscal Commission, which in collaboration with the South African Local Government Association, in developing a model to properly cost basic services in the local sphere. It needs something to finish the sentence.
Absolutely.
Just hanging in the air.
The committee welcomes the work by the FSC, which in collaboration with SALGA.
Unless we change the
is developing.
Unless we say something like which collaborated with SALGA to develop a model to properly cross basic services in the local sphere. Mm-hmm. That would make sense for the development phase.
You've got it, sir?
Sorry, for disagreeing without having a solution, but it seems if we say that, then it means that the model has been developed. To say so, then I would agree with that. But if the model hasn't been developed, then it couldn't be like an opposition.
Is the model developed, better? Yeah. Yeah, please, with it. Then we have to rephrase.
He's developing a
model. Yes, John.
Okay, so maybe we could say the committee welcomes the collaborative work by the Financial and Fiscal Commission and South African Local Government Association to develop a model.
To develop, because they are still developing a function. Yes. Honorable Professor?
I don't know, those who know English can phrase it better, but it must be very clear that we are talking about something that will happen that in the future, because what if they decide to stop developing it?
Yeah.
And we have actually lied to Parliament to say there's something coming.
Yeah.
And you see, we are dealing with legal documents, and we've got to think about tomorrow, backfire, and things.
Andy, you call it? You confused?
Yeah,
I'm not sure. The Honorable Professor says it must, we want to, our observation is that we are working on something. We don't know if that something will be completed or not. We don't want to commit ourselves. So when you write it, it's currently underway. We don't know if it's underway. Yes, Honorable Professor.
Chairperson, my experience in this parliament is that you see, the department can put a bill and we draw it.
Mm.
And you as a committee have put your faith and faith. So it will remain with Matatile and whereas it was not needed.
So maybe we shouldn't welcome, we should make it, we know.
Yeah.
Welcome seems a bit stronger. So maybe just that the committee knows. Then in that case, we're not committing ourselves whether we are happy or not. We just know that they are waiting on this day. Will that member be fine with that? Honorable Medlon?
Chair, I would suggest that the second sentence there says that the model is envisaged to assist in matching. So I think we're saying that it's probably something that's going to happen, but it's not definitely happening, because that indicates that it's good in the future.
Yes.
Yes.
I really appreciate the appreciation of the committee, and I'm also of the view. But I want us to put it in such a way, in legal terms, it is very clear that it is not us, it is them. We should rather say we have been informed. That must be, we have been informed. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Committee has been informed. And one cup.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. We should welcome good things.
Mm. Yeah.
But we have been informed and we welcome. Whether they do it, we Honorable Connor. I was on. I'm on a different one. So we handle that one. Eh?
Yeah. On 3.12, if we are done with the other one.
3.12, yes.
The third sentence, that's a very long sentence. The committee is of the view that the Department of Higher Education and Training seeks to train a diverse range of people at a high scale in South Africa, which is welcome, but this will enable people to subsequent to completion able to actively participate in the that subsequent to completion. To completion, be able to actively participate. So I'm saying we should just add subsequent to completion. Okay, Honorable McLaughlin, same page?
That same sentence, Jack. To say the committee is of the view that the Department of Higher Education seeks to train, we surely can't be of the view that they seek to train somebody. Right? It seems like a very obscure kind of observation. They've probably come and told us they wanted to train people. To say that we're of the view that they're doing it, I think is incorrect. Again, we've been informed that this is happening. We thought of the view that it's happening.
It's not our view. They told us.
They told us. Correct. Yes.
The committee notes or was informed, but it's not our view. I see. It comes exactly to us.
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, in the fourth parliament, I was in the portfolio committee on justice, and it was J.J. Landers, those were lawyers, so they were very, very careful with their report. And I asked, because you see, I'm a rural woman, I had to ask President. I said, why are you so fussy? And they told me that these are legal documents. You are committing yourself as a committee, and tomorrow the department will come and say, no, we actually reviewed, or we thought it was not a good thing. You know, and you remain with the commitment with the parliament. We've got to be very careful.
Yeah. So the committee notes, it's not our view. These people told us, we note that we want to train.
Yes.
On that 3.11, I've seen an interesting development here. Monitoring and evaluation verbs, and we have an acronym for that. I can't do that.
Development?
Monitoring and evaluation.
Where are you?
Sorry, 3.11.
Okay, you want that 3.11?
Note that monitoring and evaluation. Two verbs. Surely the MME doesn't belong there. Because then we can just say, mainly done MD.
The committee also knows that monetary
evaluation is by the department.
And
then further down, obviously, then we should then write it out full, the committee views rigorous monitoring and evaluation.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want us to say, sir?
Okay, the first one, we just remove the M&E.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the second one, we should write out type out M&E full.
Yeah, but in the first sentence, we're not talking about the name. We remove M&E.
That's correct.
But we can use it in the second one.
No, in the second, in the next sentence, then we must type rigorous, spell it out full.
Mm.
Full before and then
without. That is not an acceptable acronym.
Okay. M&E. We'll write it in full first. Okay. Honorable Mathew.
Thank you, Chair. Just go back to that first sentence of 3.12.
The committee notes,
yes. If we go further down the paragraph of that sentence, a range of people of the highest standard in South Africa, which is welcomed, as this will enable people, I suggest that we should say people, comma, after subsequent completion, comma, to be able to actively participate. Otherwise, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
To be able to actively participate.
Yeah, that should be after that sentence there for the sub-clause. It's still a very long sentence.
There are many commas there.
Yeah. Which is and which will and which, we've got lots of them in here. If we say we know that they do and then we say we welcome it, isn't it sort of being contradictory again? Shouldn't we drop the which is welcome? Just to say it seeks to train a diverse range of people at a high scale in South Africa, as this will enable people of subsequent completion to be able to actively participate. We drop the which is welcome that we help the sentence and it doesn't add anything to it.
Which one do we drop?
So that first sentence on the second line, if we take out the word which is welcomed, so that it just reads high scale in South Africa as this will enable people. Just to try and make the sentence a little less clumsy, because it's a bit clumsy at the moment.
You already said it already. Okay, you are fine. We can't pass. You'll get away with it because we can't see that stuff. We'll catch you tomorrow. Just read it for the last time because Honorable Gavaza also made changes. Read that whole sentence from the beginning.
The committee notes that the Department of Higher Education and Training seeks to train a diverse range of people at a high scale in South Africa, as this will enable people, comma, after subsequent completion, comma, to be able to actively participate in the economy.
Okay.
I would suggest that the sentence stops there.
Yeah. Okay, we agree. So that, what about that thing about which would reduce dependence on the state? You cancelled. It can be a new sentence. This will enable people to be less dependent on the state. Yeah, just try and avoid too long sentences. Okay, we are here with page 18, 19. Accelerate economic growth, development, investment, and job creation. Yes, Honorable McLeod.
Sorry, Chair, I'm just taking you back to page 18 again, 313. It's just introducing English again. That first sentence, or should I say the second sentence, which reads at the moment, however, comma supports the FSCs. If it's going to read like that, it needs to be part of the first sentence. It can't, it's a separate sentence, say, however, supports. We would need to say, however, the committee supports the FSC's submission or something like that. It can't stand as it is unless it's part of the first sentence.
Okay. You got it, then? Okay. Bill on 19.
Thank you, Chair.
On 19, any takers? Infrastructure and housing? You happy? 20?
Sorry, Chair, just back to page 19. Page 19, 3.19. At the moment, this reads that the committee notes that over 70% of public investment infrastructure funding contained, etc. And we're saying there, this highlights the need for significant improvement in the service delivery performance and overall capacity of state-owned companies. As my indebtedness to Honourable Officer Tory, who's pointed out these are legal documents, there's a significant risk involved in this particular thing, where we're funding state-owned companies that up to now haven't performed very well. The delivery aspect of these very poor. Should we not be a little more cautious here, not just say we notice and highlight the need, but also actually say there's a significant risk involved here, which we should caution about, maybe sound a warning that although we may be supporting the bill, as such, we might say that it's on a caution note that there's a very high risk involved in this, as we may be putting ourselves in a position where we're going to lose significant money again. Just a thought I have. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, what sentence do you want, Claire? You have not thought of it? You are worried that they may not perform? Okay. So, the committee can make it. If you remember, these are our observations. We can say we note that 70% goes to the state-owned companies and local government. However, this highlights a significant improvement in the delivery of some capacity of state. We could have another sentence that maybe, you know, the committee will think aloud, because if we are concerned about their performance, then means we must do something, and we might want to highlight that, maybe to say that the committee will pay attention to expenditure in this area of work, whatever. But let me hear what others think. Honorable Tava, you were also looking at it.
Yes. I thought that we should perhaps say this highlights the need for ensuring efficiency in expenditure and value for money. We emphasize that point. And improvement in the delivery of services. And then emphasize the issue of building capacity of the state-owned companies to be able to do that. Saying that first we should say this equally highlights the
capacity of the state owned enterprises to spend.
So also local government.
And local government.
Not just state, but also local government.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Your question, still on page 19 as well. 318, the last sentence, last line. This state is a small S, it should be a big S, it's a proper noun.
Oh, the state, yes. The state is a big thing. State, actually, it's a small S, big state. We've got it. Zandi, you've got it. Okay, Zandi's got it. We're still on 19. We're still on 19. I'm not worried, Zandi. We'll catch you tomorrow.
No, Chair, I just wanted to, because
you were not done with the last one.
With the last part, what Honorable Bawaza said.
Yeah. You are saying in that sentence you should bring in issues of value for money.
Spending. Because there's a line that says this highlights the need for ensuring efficiency and value for money and improvement in the delivery of services. And then mention something about spending capacity.
I'm saying it equally highlights the need to improve capacity of the state owned company and local government to spend.
Sentence that to ensure infrastructure delivery targets are met. So you want to change that? Because I think it's strong. Maybe end it that way. Because I think it's stronger when we say to ensure that infrastructure delivery targets are met. I think it's much stronger. We shouldn't change that part. Because if we just say that met without putting the target. So we have value for money, we have capacity, and delivery targets must be met.
Thank you, Chair. I know my view may not be shared by the committee, but it's my understanding the state-owned company should ideally show a profit. That's what we should be getting to. Because that's what they're there for, to be self-sustainable. They shouldn't be receiving funds from the state. They should be able to fund themselves ultimately, and hopefully that will happen in future. I don't know whether strictly the mandates are committed to look at that side of it, but it was my feeling that kind of thing maybe should be brought in. There's a risk in that might still not happen. In spite of further investments being made, I feel there's a risk that they are still not going to turn around and become profit-generating companies. Will there be a risk for us as a committee in the future for people coming back to us and saying, if you foresaw this as a possibility, why didn't you state it in your report? Why didn't you bring it to the attention of Parliament at large that this is here and it remains here? Why did you just keep quiet about that? That was my concern. Thank you, sir.
Okay, what the other members say? Honorable Officer.
Chairperson, I don't have a view for now, but I would request our researcher to research, because these state-owned companies did not start yesterday. They started to research where as to at that time when they were made to exist, what were they existing for? Were they existing for profit, or were they existing for other things? Because the history of an institution is very important. And come back to the committee. Because I remember reading something in that line during the lectures of Dr. Ben Churuk. I think if we can ask Dr. Ivan Churuk, he mentioned something in a long timeline. So we are sure of what we're talking about. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Rabada, same point. Yes, Chair. I think that it would be safe for the committee to say that the state-owned companies should try as much as they can to be self-sustaining. And not only that, now is the point of profit-making. I know that some of them may in the past have made some profit, but some have not. But I guess that the state keeps them for public good in most cases. But the question of sustainability is critical. And some of them are once off funded, some come back. So maybe we leave it at that for now, but I think one of the shoppers said let's research further. But I guess the issue of sustainability, self-sustaining is critical in this country, because that means they can't come all the time back to the fiscal. So we'll capture it that way with an additional sentence. Anything on 19? No. 20?
I'm made aware of the fact that the Parliamentary Budget Office has made a paper on this issue that we're talking about. And can we ask them to share that paper with us? State owned.
Oh, you are cool on that one?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to write it in the
and, no, I can just. Because she just gave me the quick, so I don't want to throw away the good advice.
Yeah. Okay. She's from Treasure. Oh, no. No, she's not good advice. Yeah. We'll catch her there in the minute. recommendations? To the Minister of Finance, and then 21 Minister of Public Service,
We wanted to bring the committee's attention especially to recommendation 4.1.3, where during the meetings that we had with human settlements and higher education and training, it was indicated that the committee supports that funds be reprioritized within the budget votes for those departments so that they bolster out their monitoring and evaluation function. So that would impact the violence and shifts. So the proposal proposal that we put on the table is that that form part of the 2015 adjustment applications bill. I know in the meeting the committee never made reference to that. It just made reference to supporting that funds be reprioritized. So we've stated that that's the way that it could be done. Otherwise, another alternative is to amend the actual appropriations bill, but in terms of time frames, there wouldn't be time for that because the minister needs to respond.
Yeah. I thought we had agreed to that, that those departments that require additional funding, it should be considered in the appropriate, in the adjustment, so we don't have to amend that.
Yes, okay, sure.
Yeah, so we can catch it, but I know that with human settlement, they raise an issue about their operational budgets in particular, higher education and training. So most of it's not necessarily for monitoring and evaluation. I think higher education, they also have a challenge with NESFA, if I remember.
I think in the meeting, the committee distinguished between the two financial needs. One was related to student funding and NSFAS, and one was related to operational budget needs for doing monitoring over the universities, given the large investment that the department makes in those universities. So this aspect is only speaking to the operational budget.
I think we should accept the way they have captured it. I think it's correct.
Of public service, 5, education, basic, 5, then we then do all the changes, and then the document will come then tomorrow for final adoption. Yes, before that.
Okay, so just to bring your attention to what you were saying about student funding for higher education, it is included in the findings and observations. There is no recommendation in that regard because I think the committee said they need to engage the various stakeholders around that, also pending the outcome of the foreign investigation. So I'll just read what it says. At the end of 3.12, to this end, the committee will undertake further consultation with all relevant stakeholders in terms of how higher education and training can be prioritized over the medium-term expenditure framework.
Okay, now I'm happy with it. So maybe what we'll do at the time of the MTBPS later in the year, we might have a recommendation. But for now, let's do all this consultation. Anything on page 21? Yes. I don't know. Did you not have any recommendation on trade and industry, particularly with regards to the incentive on manufacturing that is to be discontinued at the 2017 National Treasure?
Okay.
I don't think there's a recommendation, Chair. There was just a finding and observation that that program is going to end, and the committee was concerned about it.
I remember that they said they were going to make a presentation to National Treasury, the first DTR. Do we want want to say anything at this stage about it. Honorable Thomas, you think we should say something to Treasure?
Yes, I think we should say something to Treasure. Otherwise, it may disappear and manufacturing is being our key area of job creation and economic growth. We can't just let it through the fingers like that. Okay. Honorable Shoprister.
I most heartily support the WIP because we are about radical economic transformation, and if manufacturing is not well catered for, we might talk about improving economic growth and we'll never.
Also on the recommendations, Honourable Chairperson, I would have thought that perhaps the findings that we referred to here regarding the bottom water sanitation and human settlements would have been translated into recommendations as well, that we make these as recommendations to the two state ministers.
On the human settlements?
On water sanitation and human settlements.
Sorry, water sanitation.
Yes, both of those. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. So that the DTI, the committee, want to recommend to Minister of Finance that the program in support of manufacturing be continued, and then also on water and sanitation, the findings we made, we need to make some recommendations there. I think the team can look into the findings on our tax sanitation and make some direct recommendations, yes. Oh, sorry, another one.
On page 21, under the Minister of Basic Education, if the Minister of Basic Education must make the point that the Minister of Science and Technology, I don't know, is it supposed to be under this or?
That's 4.4 is basic education, yeah.
For now with this report, we will come and adopt it tomorrow. We look at the final changes and we adopt. We need a short break before we go to the next report. We're not adopting today. We still have to go and work. There's another report we need to do. The third quarter. Need appropriation. 5 minutes break? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, before that.
No.
I was just going to say that we can continue, but we have an objection from our colleague on the left. So, because women are more equal than men, then I guess we actually accept that.
Okay, five minutes. Stretching.
No, I'm supposed to.
Okay, 5 minutes break. Right? Comfort break.
Okay.
Yeah.